How you doing?
Good.
I'm James.
Yeah. Bradley.
Bradley.
Nice to meet you, James.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, anytime we can help you. We just out here, we travel the country, we just call Americans out of this culture, out of the church systems. The church systems are corrupt. Name one that isn't corrupt, and I'll go visit it. I'll go visit it, and I'll support them. And so no one can give me one that isn't corrupt, keeping false ways. And so Christ, we must worship in spirit and truth. He is the truth. And so I was asking some young Baptist men, I said, can you follow Jesus as you keep lies? And they're like, no. I said, you keep lies in the Baptist faith, don't you? And they go, we do. And I said, how can that be? And they're like, I don't know. I said, you need to go figure that out, young man. Because Jesus is very, the Bible says in Revelation 22 that all murderers, adulterers, whoremongers, sorcerers, pretty bad crowd, right? And all who love and practice a lie will be put outside of the kingdom of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we have to be in spirit and truth. The only way to know that is to know the Word of God, study the Word of God, and obey the Word of God. And we're here to help people do that for free. We don't take people's money. I just had some guy come up and try to hand me a big wad of 20s. And I said, sir, I don't need your money. He's like, what? I said, I don't need your money. I worked my whole life, support myself. I said, we don't need your money. You use it for something good and godly. And I got to preach the gospel to him. We don't take people's money. We want you to open the Bible and see that this life is short. You're younger, but it's still short. You know people your age that die. And what will happen to you on Judgment Day if you haven't been, if you haven't known Christ by faith and repentance, and if you're not seeking and living for Him, the fruit that we're of Him is that we seek Him. Make sense?
Oh yeah. Well, I'll share a little story with you, and I was very, if you don't mind me sharing a story with you.
Not at all.
I was not much of a believer, baptized Lutheran, went to church, all that stuff my whole life. But I started losing the faith, losing the all of that, Word of God, just got out of all that, got more into, culture, if you will.
You got into what?
I was into the culture. Into,
culture, yep, yep.
Bad stuff.
Yep,
you know? You know, but I was hospitalized for about 2.5 weeks. My colon was shutting down, and it was just random. My intestines were shutting down, everything, and I was hospitalized for about 2.5 weeks, like I said, and then it was Christmas Eve morning, which is Jesus' birthday, which is what they say, anyway.
They say.
Yeah.
It's not true, but
it's, but
actually,
they celebrate.
It's actually not true, but yeah.
Christmas for.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
The surgeon came up to me on Christmas Eve morning and said, we think this is it. We're going to have to pull your colon, and we're going to have to give you an ileostomy, or you're going to die. Well, the night before that, I was feeling so awful and so icky. I couldn't keep any water down. I couldn't keep any food down. Nothing. I prayed as hard as I could have ever prayed, and I'm not much of a prayer person. I've never much been...
Funny how death will bring you to that, won't it?
Yeah, it's sad that it had to be like that,
yep.
But that was what...
That's why we come out here. We come out here to remind people about death and judgment, why most people are living their life not thinking about it. We want people to think about it.
Yep. And we didn't quite have her quite yet, but she was... I think this is why I was kept around.
Uh-huh.
But, I was on my deathbed, 26 years old, 25 years old on my deathbed, pretty much. Tinier than anything, couldn't keep any water, no food, nothing. They had to feed me through a tube, throwing up blood. It was awful. And I prayed, and that night, right before Christmas Eve morning, I felt the hand just really warm, right where all the pain was. And the next day, I woke up on Christmas Eve morning, and it was completely healed.
Hmm.
So that's my story. So that's how I know.
Well, I know God does heal. I do believe in miracles from God. God does heal. You've been given a great gift. You've been given life.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. But just because that happened, that doesn't mean that you have favor with God now and you can live your life anyway.
No, in fact,
can I warn you about something, Bradley, right?
Yes.
Can I warn you about something? Because God has touched you now and given you life and given you a miracle, He's going to require even more from you.
Yes.
And so now God's going to say, hey, you actually knew about me. I touched you. I healed your body. If He truly did heal you, which I'm not saying He didn't, He's going to say, did you run to the Word? Did you know about my Son? Did you transform your life? Did you repent? Did you seek me with all that you are? Or did you still live like the world, and did you still live in churchianity?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. See, a lot of people get touched by God, but that doesn't change them. And when you truly are born again, it's more than just a physical healing. See, Jesus healed people. But did you know their heart and minds weren't transformed? Do you remember the story where He healed the lepers? 10 of them.
I read the whole Bible three times.
He healed 10 lepers, and only one came back to thank Him.
Yeah.
And He said, where's the other 9? They weren't transformed. They took the miracle and went, woo, cool.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. Because you're going to be held really responsible. You know the truth. You know the man-made religion is wrong. You know the culture is wrong. Oh, yeah. God's going to say, did you come out? Did you serve me in holiness and obedience? And Jesus is very clear in Matthew 10. You will lose your life. You'll lose family, friends. We lost our careers. You will lose everything to follow Christ. But why not lose everything now in this short life to gain eternity versus being like Elon Musk? Elon Musk has everything now, but he's going to have nothing in eternity but weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yep. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so absolutely. Make sure that you're seeking the kingdom of God. So what I would recommend to someone like you is forget man-made religion and the church system. They're not. You mentioned Christmas. That whole practice of Christmas is a Roman Catholic tradition handed down. The Bible nowhere tells us to keep practicing Christmas. It was done one time as a memorial for Christ. It was never practiced again. So the Bible teaches us that we're to follow Christ in spirit and truth, as I said. You have to repent and follow Him. And when you're born again, you have a hunger and a desire for the Word of God. And then you know what you start doing? You start testing your life and going, is this in line? Is this outside of line? Is this sin? Is this good, pure, and true? Before you know it, your life conforms down. You're out of the culture. Your politics, your sports, your entertainment, all that stuff goes out the window, and your life is about the Word of God. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the only way you're going to enter the kingdom of God as fruit. You don't work there, but that's the fruit that you have the righteousness of Christ in you.
Yes.
Like, you guys are married, right?
No.
Okay, you're not married.
Not yet.
But you're committed to each other.
Yeah. Obvious, yes.
Yeah, you're committed to each other. So, if you tell me you're committed to her, but I see you cheating, running around with another woman, I'm going to call him a liar and say, you're a liar. So if we say we love God, but we don't love Him with all our heart and follow His word and ways, we're liars, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why I'm here to encourage you on my website for free, don'tperish.com. Thousands of articles, resources. If you ever want a Bible study, if you ever need encouragement, you can email, you can call me. I'd love to help you.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad that God touched you and gave you life. Don't waste this life on the culture, entertainment, the flesh, churchianity. Throw your life in Christ. You will never be sorry. It won't be long. You'll be my age, 60. You're going to look back at your life, and you'll have so many regrets. But if you throw your life into Christ because of His goodness, His grace, His mercy, He went to the stake. I say stake because the word cross actually means stake. He went to the stake for us. He was beaten, battered, bruised, bloodied. He died. He rose again. He loved us so much. He's so gracious and merciful. What will we do for this Savior? Will we lose our lives for Him?
Yes.
Let me know. I can help you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks for talking. God be praised.
No problem.
Take care.